Our scripture passage for this morning is taken from Psalms 46. I'll be reading the whole chapter, Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy inhabitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Well, we are into the third of our five-part series on dealing with everyday stress and anxiety. And Psalms 46, which we heard just now, tells of who God is and how he relates to us in troubled times. So let us begin with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord of hosts, who is with us, open our eyes that we might see that you who are with us are more than the things against us. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There was an article last Saturday, The Straits Times, entitled Mental Health Fallout. And the report highlighted that as the numbers of the COVID cases rise, there is another set of figure that is also emerging. The article reports that there is a surge in the calls made to mental health hotlines. The pandemic is taking a toll on the mental health globally and also in Singapore. And the effects of the COVID-19 come with social isolation, boredom, family tensions, and we are also worried and concerned about many things. We are worried about our elderly parents getting COVID. Perhaps some of us are concerned about our jobs and the looming recession. There are debts and payments to service. A young adult graduating may be frustrated about the job prospects. A youth, you may find it hard to handle the strain of always being cooped up at home. And it doesn't help if our family relationships are not the best during this period. Children also have their concerns. Children are concerned if they would lose their friends whom they have not seen for months. Such worries and concerns can take a toll on us. Where do we find peace and stability when we are anxious? Who is God in our troubled times? And what comfort do we have? Psalms 46 invites us to pause and to think about who is God and how he relates to us in troubled times. Now first, the context surrounding the psalm. Now there is consensus among scholars that the historical context surrounding Psalms 46 is the account recorded for us in Isaiah 36 and 37, and a similar account in 2 Kings chapter 18. The northern kingdom of Israel had fallen to the Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians have now advanced into the southern kingdom, Judea. The city of Jerusalem was under lockdown. The inhabitants were hiding behind the city wall, and the wall divided them from a massive army armed with bows and spears pointing towards them. And if you read the passage in 2 Kings, a spokesman from the Assyrian army was mocking the people of God. He said that they are doomed to eat their dung and drink their urine if they don't surrender. And we can imagine the people of God in great anxiety and fear. King Hezekiah was ruling Jerusalem then. And he cried out to God, and God, through the prophet Isaiah, told the people of God God's word. You can read the account in Isaiah 37 and 2 Kings chapter 18. And so Psalms 46 was probably composed during this dreadful situation. And what does the psalmist tell us when we are anxious? And when our life seems to be out of control, the psalm begins with God. Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amid the threat and the hopeless situation, the first person that the psalmist called us to look to is God. You know, when we are anxious and fearful, we tend to be consumed by the circumstances. But the first step in dealing with any crisis is to start with God. Remember who He is in our times of trouble. And the first thing that the psalmist reminds us is God is our refuge. Now, making the Lord one's refuge is a favorite and frequent metaphor in the book of Psalms. What is a refuge? Now, in the Old Testament, the refuge can mean a fortress, a high tower. A refuge is a place to retreat when defeated. And throughout the book of Psalms, God is a refuge to those who are chased by their enemies. He is a refuge to the lonely. And whether the threat is people, dangers, or brokenness, one thing is for sure. If God is your refuge, you have come under His wings, His protection. And God will not abandon those who find refuge in Him. And there is nothing anyone can do when God is your refuge. The psalm tells us that God is not just our refuge or someone you can depend. God is your strength. And God's strength throughout the book of Psalms can mean His protection. God's strength is associated to His rule over all of creation. And if God is your strength, it implies that He can empower the weak. Now, it is useless to run to a place if the place of protection is very far off. There's little good to a fortress, however secure it is, if it is difficult to reach. A fugitive running towards that fortress can be killed before he even enters it. But verse 1 tells us that God is not only just a sure refuge, but a very present help in trouble. In other words, God is near, He's accessible. He is a prayer away. He hears us in every situation, in all the troubles that we face. And if God is your refuge, your strength, and your help, then verse 2 tells us, we need not fear. If you look at verse 2, the psalmist paints the bleakest of situation. He describes of the earth giving way, the mountains move in the heart of the sea, waters roar. If you imagine this taking place, these are scenes of terror, chaos, and confusion. The natural world is falling apart. And if you look at verse 6, he tells of the nation's rage, kingdom's totter. The political world is also crumbling. Now, what all these images tell us is that the certainties of life are shifting. Everything is falling apart. But the psalmist tells us, we will not fear if this happens. As long as God is our refuge, our strength, and our help, we need not fear what is to come. Not that the obstacles will go away, but deep down, we can be assured that God is in control of our lives and He will take care of us. Martin Luther is one of church history's most significant figures. He sparked the Reformation that happened in the church, which led to different denominations that we see today. Now, Luther was very angry with some of the church abuses and practices that he saw during his time, and he was very convicted that Christians are saved through faith and not through their own efforts, as what the church has been practicing during his time. And Luther spoke and wrote about these things. In April 1521, the emperor and the highest council of the church summoned Luther to like a court hearing. And the council warned Luther to recant all that he has taught and wrote. And Luther retired to his room. He had a night to think over his answer. And his Bible fell open to Psalms 46. And Luther returned the next morning, stand before his accusers and responded, "Unless I'm convinced by scripture and plain reason, I will not recant anything, for to go against the conscience is neither right nor safe. God help me. Amen." The Reformation was off and running. Psalms 46 was said to be Martin Luther's favorite psalm. During the dark and dangerous periods of the Reformation and his life, Luther would turn to his trusted friend, Philip Melanchthon, and exclaim, "Let's sing Psalms 46 and let the devil do its worst." Luther wrote the hymn that we just sung just now, "A Mighty Fortress is Our God." And that hymn was based on Psalms 46. Brothers and sisters, when you are down and out, when you are worried or anxious, or if you come across situations or people who need help, where do you look first? Do we look down and feel dejected? Do we look around feeling discouraged? Psalms 46 exhorts us to look at our Heavenly Father. God is your refuge. He is the stronghold that we can run to. God is our strength. He will empower us to face that uncertain situation. And He is our ever-present help in trouble. Now, as we understand who God is to those who are in trouble, and we, the church, can reflect God's character to those in need, We can help those in trouble to help them experience God as their refuge, their strength, and their help in practical ways. I'm very encouraged to hear that many of you have shown your concern by giving to the temporary support fund. And if you are in need, let us be God's refuge to you in your times of need. If you are a member in need and you meet the requirements, do contact your cell group leaders or church leaders for support. As we look down to verses 4 to 7, the repeated message is God is with us in our times of trouble. Let's look at verse 4. The psalmist tells us, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. The city of God here refers to Jerusalem. But what is this river that flows in Jerusalem? Jerusalem is on a hill, and it has no natural drinking water supply. If you look at 2 Kings chapter 20, right at the end, it records for us that one of King Hezekiah's achievements was to build a tunnel to bring water into the city, into Jerusalem. An archaeologist discovered this tunnel in Jerusalem in 1838. King Hezekiah had the foresight to build this secret tunnel from Gihon Spring, which is outside of the city, and diverted the waters into Jerusalem. He built the water tunnel to help Jerusalem to survive a siege. And it also denied the water supply to the Assyrian forces. Now, when the psalmist talks about the river, he probably had a glimpse of this in mind, but more than just a man-made tunnel. The river imagery in verse 4 and other parts of Psalms or in the Bible is always a representation of God's presence, His life-giving presence, His nourishment and His protection to His people. The point here is God will be like that river of life that nourishes us and refreshes us in our times of trouble. He's the one that can bring pure refreshment and make us glad. If you look at verse 5, verse 7, and verse 11, the psalmist reminds us over and again, God is with us. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. And then in verse 11 again, the Lord of hosts is with us. Now these are promises to claim as we believe in God, that God is with us. And the promise to claim when God is with us, if you look at verse 5, when God is in the midst of her, we will not be moved. In other words, the circumstances of life will not shake us off our feet. God will help us. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The title, the Lord of hosts, here in verse 7 and then in verse 11, means that God is the Lord over the host. The host refers to the heavenly beings, the heavenly power. And if He is the Lord of the heavenly beings and the heavenly power, then God will send these powers to assist His people. He is the Lord of hosts. And the purpose of the heavenly hosts or the heavenly powers is to strengthen and to comfort His people. In verses 7 and 11, the psalmist describes God as the God of Jacob. Now, if you look into the Bible, Jacob is not the most honorable of the Bible, of the character in the Bible. Jacob was a cheat. Yet God never left Jacob. God helped him when he was down and out. God allowed Jacob to wrestle with him and blessed him. God was faithful to Jacob to the end. Why? Because God is committed by covenant to save and to love his people. God has a covenant with Jacob, and so he will be faithful to him. Today we are too God's covenant people. The Bible tells us that God loves us so much that he gave his son to die as a penalty for our sins. And to those who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, God gave us the right to become children of God. And as children of God, God commits himself to save and to love those who believe in his son. And so those of us who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the things of this world cannot harm us forever. There awaits us an eternal kingdom, an eternal life. And you and I can be confident that as we trust and follow Jesus, the Lord of hosts, the God of Jacob, will be our refuge, our strength, and our help. Now we heard so far that God is our refuge, our strength, and our help. His presence is with us. He nourishes us in times of need. He's like that river of refreshment. And he is the Lord of hosts who protects and comforts his people. He sends help in extraordinary ways. He is the God of Jacob who commits himself by covenant. So what is our response to who God is in the times of trouble? Now, if you look at verses 8 to 9, there is an invitation to trust. And in verse 8, the psalmist invites us, come. It is like, let me take your hand. Come. Now, what is he inviting us to see? Look at verse 8. How he has brought desolations to the world. In other words, God can ruin and destroy. What is it that God will destroy? Look at verse 9. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. Now, I mentioned earlier that what divides, what was behind the wall for the citizens of Jerusalem were bows, spears, and chariots, a massive army. Hundreds of thousands of troops with armed equipment against the people of God. The city was locked down. And even if they don't die from battle, Jerusalem could die from hunger and thirst. But in that account, on the advice of the prophet Isaiah, Hezekiah took his case to God. And in Hezekiah's prayer, he recognized that God is the Lord of hosts over his situation. And in response to his prayer, God destroyed the Assyrian army in a single night. In Isaiah 37, verse 36, it reports, and the angel of the Lord went out and struck down 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when people arose early in the morning, behold, there were all dead bodies. The Assyrians withdrew in disgrace and was overthrown. And that's how easy it is for God to deliver his people. It is as verse 6 exhorts, he utters his voice, the earth melts. Just a word from the Lord, and the bows will break, the spear shatters, the chariots will burn. Brothers and sisters, Psalms 42 tell us who God is and what he can do for his people, especially in times of trouble. He is our refuge, our strength, and our help. He is the one that we should turn to and trust. And we can take comfort that God can deal with any obstacles that threaten his people. He can work out his good and pleasing will in our situations. And as we understand who God is and what he can do in times of trouble, the psalmist calls us to respond. In verse 10, he exhorts us, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God." Now, the phrase "be still" is both a rebuke and an assurance. It is a rebuke to those who go against God and try to harm his people. The Lord summons the rebellious and says, "Be still. You better lay down your arms. Mess with my people, you mess with me." Now, "be still" is also an assurance to the people of God. An assurance of peace. Be still. You know, it's interesting that in the Christian Standard Version, "be still" is translated as "stop fighting." Stop fighting and know that I am God. Now, if you look at verses 8, 9, and 11, it talks about war and fighting, chariots, spears. So "stop fighting" can be an appropriate translation. But our battle today is not a physical battle. It is that inner battle to want to be in control of our lives. The COVID situation perhaps has caused us great anxiety and unrest within ourselves. There's a battle going on within us. Maybe we have become short-fused and angry. Perhaps we are battling with fear of the future and pressures from different sides. And that is God's word to us. "Be still, my child. Be still. Stop fighting with what you cannot control. Let me take charge of your life." We need to lay down our arms and know that God is in control of our lives. God can powerfully work out his good for you and me. How do we remind ourselves that God is in control and his peace is within us? You know, Psalms 46 is a song. Right at the very beginning, it tells us that this is a song. And it's divided into three stanzas and is marked by the ending of a mysterious Hebrew word called Selah. After each stanza, you see this word Selah. And Selah is most likely a musical term indicating a pause in the music. It is written in a manner that after each stanza, we are to pause and reflect. And the psalm invites us, after each stanza, to pause and to think. Who God is in your situation. So when mountains quake, Selah, pause and think who God is in your situation. He is your refuge, your strength, and your help. When the nations are in uproar and kingdoms fall, Selah, pause and think. There's nothing that can shake the people of God because the Lord of hosts is with us. And when you are worried about what does the future hold, be still. Selah. God says, stop fighting with the unknown. And I need not worry too much because God is in charge of my future. To pause and think is a deliberate effort daily to slow down and to have time with the Lord. It means to come aside that hustle and bustle of the daily life and to get alone with the Lord. The Lord invites us daily to pause and think through our quiet time. Will you Selah with Him? In the midst of uncertainty and worries, Psalms 46 tells us that God is our refuge, our strength, and the very present help in times of need. All is required of you and I is to be still and to know that God is with you. Let us pray. Father, in times of trouble, we often look at the situation around us and be consumed, Lord, by worries and concerns, Lord. Lord, you know that these are very real things that we face, Lord. Yet, Lord, your word tells us who you are and how you relate to us in our times of trouble. You are our refuge, our strength, and our help. Brothers and sisters, what are you concerned about today? What is your worry and your trouble? Would you take time to tell the Lord what is your worry, what is your trouble? Call out to Him. The Lord is your refuge, your strength, and your help. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us with your word. And may we always pause and think about who you are in our situation. And may your spirit strengthen us during these times. For in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.